This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole opposes impeaching President Trump as members of the House move to impeach Trump, accusing him of inciting violence against the government after last week's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. In a House Rules Committee meeting Tuesday, Cole condemned the violence and called for justice for those who took part in violent acts. Cole says the president bears some responsibility for what occurred, but says he will not support impeachment.
But I differ with my colleagues in the majority in that I do not believe their proposed course of action, impeachment, is the appropriate solution. I can think of no action the House can take that is more likely to further divide the American people than by putting the country through the trauma of another impeachment. As I speak today, we're just 8 days from the end of President Trump's term of office. Next week, President-elect Biden will take the oath of office as the President of the United States. At a time like this, we should be seeking a path forward, a path toward healing the American people. But instead, the majority is rushing to judgment without due process.
The House Wednesday began debate on an impeachment resolution against the president. Tribes in Montana have vaccinated healthcare workers for COVID-19 and are moving forward on plans for community members. Yellowstone Public Radio's Caitlin Nicholas reports.
Last week, the Rocky Boy Health Center, which serves the Chippewa Cree in northern Montana, initiated phase two of the Rocky Boy COVID-19 vaccination plan. Misty Denny, the health center's public information officer, says the scheduling team began calling elders age 65 and older on December 31st to schedule appointments.
We're trying to discourage any kind of elderly patient from just showing up, so they've been working diligently to try to contact the eligible recipient directly by phone.
Denny says the clinic vaccinated healthcare workers from its initial shipment of 200 doses of the Moderna vaccine and is using the remainder of its second shipment of 200 doses for elders, prioritizing those over 75 with medical conditions. Most Montana counties are still in their first rollout of the vaccine to healthcare workers who have direct contact or exposure with the virus. However, other tribes in Montana, including the Crow, Northern Cheyenne, Blackfeet, Fort Belknap Indian Community, and the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, started vaccinating elderly tribal members this week after completing their first phase of vaccinations. All tribal members are prioritized to receive the vaccine under Montana's vaccination plan. Native Americans in Montana have experienced disproportionately high rates of infection and mortality from the coronavirus. For National Native News, I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
The Navajo Nation has connected more than 700 homes to the electrical grid using COVID-19 relief funds, as Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports.
The Navajo Tribal Utility Authority is using nearly $40 million from last year's CARES Act to improve power lines and grid capacity. The tribe intended to bring power to about 500 homes before the end of last year, but was able to exceed the goal as crews worked long hours over several months. It's a continuation of the Light Up Navajo project that began in 2019. About a quarter of the 55,000 households on the Navajo Nation aren't connected to the electrical grid. It prevents access to running water, reliable lighting, heating and cooling, as well as modern refrigeration and internet access. The Navajo Tribal Utility Authority is also installing solar power systems in 200 homes, and several families have received bathroom additions and water cisterns using CARES Act funding. It's all part of a broad plan approved by the tribe in August for electrical, water infrastructure, and broadband projects. In all, the federal COVID relief package allocated more than $700 million to the Navajo Nation. For National Native News, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the SAMHSA-sponsored Opioid Response Network, working across the nation to address the opioid crisis in tribal communities. Information and support at aaip.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.